This is a Queensland Narrating Service recording of Wheelchairs and Mobility Scooters made on behalf of Translink. Your narrator is Clem Fechner in September 2015. Contents. Introduction. What to consider before buying. Where you will use it. Motorised wheelchairs and mobility scooters are not safe for everyone. Your needs and abilities. Stability. Registration. Registration for motorised wheelchairs. Limitation on use of motorised wheelchairs that are not registered. Driver licensing. Using a wheelchair or mobility scooter on footpaths and roads. The Queensland Road Rules. Safety tips on footpaths and roads. Maintenance. Breakdown recovery. Before you get on board public transport. Do your homework. Practice before you need to travel. Plan each journey. Travelling on public transport. The transport standards. Meeting the transport standards. Characteristics of a public transport friendly wheelchair or mobility scooter. Transport standards dimensions. Transport standards weight. Transport standards manoeuvrability. Transport standards turning. Added fixtures. Belongings. Medical oxygen cylinder. Distribution of weight. Restraints for a wheelchair or mobility scooter on public transport. Seatbelts. Travelling on different modes of public transport. Assistance from the driver or operator. Travelling with a carer. Direction of travel. Buses. Trains. Trams. Ferries. Taxis. Taxi fares / fees. Complaints. Long-distance coaches. Aircraft. Summary checklist. Is your motorised wheelchair or mobility scooter eligible for registration? To register your motorised wheelchair, you must have. Have you considered whether the wheelchair or mobility scooter will fit on public transport? More information. Need help making phone calls? Introduction. Mobility devices such as wheelchairs and mobility scooters are an essential part of daily life for people with a mobility impairment. More and more Queenslanders are using mobility devices every year, and this number is expected to keep growing as Queensland's population grows older. The Department of Transport and Main Roads, the department, welcomes and encourages people with a mobility impairment to take advantage of public transport services. This booklet focuses on requirements for using the increasing number of accessible transport services, such as buses, trains, trams, ferries, and accessible taxis. It is important you know your rights and responsibilities for travelling on public transport, and know any other laws that apply to using your wheelchair or mobility scooter. This booklet will help you identify what a public transport-friendly wheelchair or mobility scooter is. Provides information about how to register your mobility aid in Queensland, and the Queensland road rules that apply to wheelchairs and mobility scooters. The tips and guidance in this booklet will help you travel with confidence, using different modes of public transport, and safe travel on footpaths, shopping centres, and so on. This booklet focuses on travelling with a wheelchair or mobility scooter in Queensland. If you are travelling outside Queensland, for example, to another state, or on a cruise liner, you should check with the relevant operator about what rules apply. This booklet covers the safe use of mobility scooters and wheelchairs, including manual and motorised devices. There are sections, such as the registration section, that only apply to motorised wheelchairs, including mobility scooters, but not manual wheelchairs. What to consider before buying. When purchasing a wheelchair or mobility scooter, make sure the device you choose meets the laws or rules that apply to using mobility devices in Queensland. It is a good idea to speak with a retailer who is familiar with Queensland laws and rules. Some retailers provide user training for customers they sell a motorised wheelchair or mobility scooter to. This can be useful in teaching users about the features and safe use of the particular model purchased. Where you will use it. To be sure you can use your wheelchair or mobility scooter as planned, consider the following before you buy. How far do you need to travel? Where will you be travelling? Will the mobility device fit on public transport? What surfaces will you be travelling on? For example, rocks or very uneven surfaces. Do you need to register your mobility device? If you want to use public transport with your wheelchair or mobility scooter, you should consider the requirements of the transport standards. Authors note, Disability Standards for Accessible Public Transport 2002. End authors note. To ensure the device you purchase is suitable for use. Choose a product that has an effective braking system and is stable under the forces of vehicle acceleration and cornering. Safety for you and your fellow passengers or pedestrians is the number one priority. Motorized wheelchairs and mobility scooters are not safe for everyone. This section does not apply to manual wheelchairs. There is no doubt that motorized wheelchairs and mobility scooters are useful for people with a mobility impairment. However, that does not mean anyone with a mobility impairment is able to use a motorized wheelchair or mobility scooter. For example, some models require the user to have strong manual handling skills to operate the controls properly. They might also require the user to have very good balance. If there are any concerns about your ability to safely use a motorized wheelchair or mobility scooter, seek an assessment by a health professional to decide whether a motorized device is safe for you. Tragically, people die each year from crashes involving motorized wheelchairs and mobility scooters. Authors note, E. Castle and A. Clapperton, 2006, Consumer Product-Related Injury, 2, Injury Related to the Use of Motorized Mobility Scooters, Monash University, Victoria. End authors note. Remember that crashes involving a motorized wheelchair or mobility scooter can result in hospitalization and may also be fatal. It is important to choose a device that suits your abilities. Your needs and abilities. It's a good idea to have an assessment by a health professional before buying a wheelchair or mobility scooter, but it is not a requirement. Eyesight, reaction time, sitting balance, posture, concentration, and clear thinking are important considerations. A doctor, occupational therapist, or physiotherapist can provide advice on your individual needs. Do not assume that because you have used a motorized wheelchair or mobility scooter before, that you can use any mobility device. There are many different models, each with different features and characteristics. It is important to be very familiar with a device and location of its controls. If there was an emergency, could you find the brakes quickly, without having to think about it? A split-second delay or a simple mistake with the controls could result in a crash or injury to you and other people. You will need a medical certificate in order to register a motorized wheelchair or mobility scooter. Choose a wheelchair or mobility scooter that is suitable for your abilities and build. Your size and weight can affect the stability of your wheelchair or mobility scooter, especially when turning in tight circles or while travelling on board public transport. Provided your wheelchair or mobility scooter meets the requirements of the transport standards, you can be confident it will fit on accessible public transport. Stability. Although three-wheeled mobility scooters can be easier for you to use and offer greater manoeuvrability than four-wheeled devices, they can be less stable, particularly on public transport. Three-wheeled mobility scooters are permitted on public transport. However, for increased safety and stability, four-wheeled mobility scooters are recommended. Registration. This section does not apply to manual wheelchairs. For the purpose of this section, an electric wheelchair or mobility scooter is defined as a motorized wheelchair. In Queensland, a motorized wheelchair that is used outside of the home, for example on footpaths and to cross roads, must be registered with the department. If you use a motorized wheelchair and are visiting Queensland, your motorized wheelchair is exempt from registration. However, if you move to Queensland from another state or territory and you use your motorised wheelchair outside of your home, you must register your motorised wheelchair in Queensland within 14 days. To be registered, your motorised wheelchair must have an electric motor, be designed and built for a person with mobility difficulties, have a tare weight of 150 kilograms or less, not be capable of travelling more than 10 kilometres per hour on level ground. Registration does not mean the device can be used on the road in the same way as a car. The tare weight refers to the device only and does not include the user, goods or equipment. Registration for motorised wheelchairs. To register a motorised wheelchair, you or your representative must visit a Transport and Main Roads Customer Service Centre and bring with you the following completed forms. Vehicle Registration Application Form F3518, Vehicle Details Inspection Sheet Form F3529, Motorised Wheelchair Statement Form F4414. A certificate, statement or letter from a medical practitioner, registered occupational therapist or a registered physiotherapist confirming that due to a physical or medical condition your mobility is severely impaired and you require the use of a motorised wheelchair for assisted travel. Evidence of the wheelchair's origin, for example old registration papers or the purchase receipt. Evidence of the wheelchair's Queensland garage address, for example, your current Queensland driver licence, property rates notice, gas, phone or electricity bill. Evidence of personal identification, such as your current Queensland driver licence, Medicare card or Department of Veterans Affairs / Centrelink pensioner concession card, including healthcare card. If someone is lodging this application for you, your representative will need to bring their personal identification as well as proof of your identity. Registration is provided free of charge and includes compulsory third-party insurance, which may protect the user against compensation claims for personal injury following a crash. For example, a crash between a motorised wheelchair and a pedestrian on the footpath, where the motorised wheelchair user was at fault. Each time you register a different motorised wheelchair, you must complete the relevant forms and provide a medical certificate, statement or letter. The motorised wheelchair may also be used by another person, provided they hold a relevant certificate or statement from a medical practitioner. Other users must also be aware of the Queensland road rules relating to the use of a motorised wheelchair. Information about registering motorised wheelchairs and copies of relevant forms can be found at www.tmr.qld.gov.au or by calling 132380 or by visiting a Transport and Main Roads Customer Service Centre. Limitation on use of motorised wheelchairs that are not registered. This section does not apply to manual wheelchairs. Mobility devices that exceed the legal definitions for a motorised wheelchair, such as devices that can travel too fast, cannot be registered. If a mobility device cannot be registered, it can only be used on areas that are not described as roads or road-related areas, such as inside the home. Author's note, defined under Schedule 8 of the Transport Operations Road Use Management Vehicle Registration Regulation 2010. End author's note. Driver licensing. You do not need a license to use a motorised wheelchair. For more information on registration and licensing, or copies of the relevant forms, visit www.tmr.qld.gov.au. Call 132380 or visit a Transport and Main Roads Customer Service Centre. Using a wheelchair or mobility scooter on footpaths and roads. The Queensland Road Rules. A person with a mobility impairment who uses a wheelchair or mobility scooter is considered to be a pedestrian under the Queensland Road Rules. By law, wheelchairs or mobility scooters used by people with a mobility impairment can go anywhere a pedestrian can go, such as footpaths, shopping centres and nature strips. Road rules that apply to pedestrians also apply to wheelchair and mobility scooter users. These are footpaths. Wheelchairs and mobility scooters can be used on footpaths, bicycle paths, shared paths and nature strips, such as grass verges between the footpath and the road. Footpaths must be used wherever possible to avoid riding on the road. On the road, you must not use your wheelchair or mobility scooter on the road in the same way as a car. A wheelchair or mobility scooter can only be taken on the road if there is no footpath, pathway or nature strip available, and only where a pedestrian is allowed to walk. If you do need to use the road, stay as close as possible to the side of the road and travel in the opposite direction to traffic so you have good visibility. If you need to cross a road, always cross at the safest possible point. Use pedestrian crossings, traffic lights or refuge islands if available. You must obey all traffic signals intended for pedestrians. Safety tips on footpaths and roads. Travel at a speed suitable to the conditions. Use streets with footpaths or other off-road pathways where possible. Try to avoid hilly routes, if an alternative route is available, because these use more power and may be more difficult to navigate safely. Make turns slowly. Approach ramps and curbs head-on. Be careful around parked cars. Be aware that your smaller size often makes you less visible. If you have a battery power gauge, be mindful that the second half of the battery is drained more quickly than the first half. As visibility on roads and paths is often poor at night, try and make sure pedestrians and motorists can see you. Wear brightly coloured clothes. Display a white light at the front, a red light at the back, and reflectors for times when there is less daylight. For more information, read the Help Cut Mobility Scooter Accidents booklet by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, available at www.producetsafety.gov.au and searching for Help Cut Mobility Scooter Accidents. Maintenance. You should keep your wheelchair or mobility scooter in good repair and do maintenance regularly. Before each trip, check it over. Is it in safe working order? Are the tyres pumped up? Are the brakes functioning properly? Are all the lights and indicators working? Is your battery fully charged? If you have a motorised device, make sure the battery is fully charged. A flat battery can make it difficult to climb a ramp and board public transport unassisted. As well, a flat battery may leave you stranded. Breakdown recovery. RACQ offers an emergency wheelchair breakdown service throughout Queensland if you do break down, and some retailers offer a recovery service when you buy a mobility device from them. Before you get on board public transport. Public transport operators have spent time and money to make many of their vehicles and services accessible for people with a mobility impairment. Before you start travelling on board public transport with a wheelchair or mobility scooter, it is a good idea to be aware of your rights and responsibilities. Do your homework. If you have never taken your wheelchair or mobility scooter on public transport before, do some research before you leave home. Make sure your wheelchair or mobility scooter is public transport friendly and meets the transport standards. If you have specific concerns or questions about travelling on public transport, discuss them with the transport company. Practice before you need to travel. Consider taking your wheelchair or mobility scooter on public transport just to learn how to get around before you need to get somewhere. For example, You may wish to travel during off-peak on buses, trains, trams and ferries for your first few journeys, especially if you are uncertain about how you will go. There will be fewer people on board, and you will have more time and space to learn how to use your wheelchair or mobility scooter. If you are new to travelling by train, or want to refresh your travelling skills, Queensland Rail runs quarterly rail safety and orientation days. At these events, Queensland Rail staff are on hand to take you through a station and stationary train in a relaxed and controlled environment. You will have an opportunity to learn about the variety of accessibility features found across the city network. Practice boarding, disembarking, moving through the carriage, and ask questions of station staff and train crew. For more information about rail safety and orientation days, email communitygagement@qr.com.au. Plan each journey. It is a good idea to plan ahead when wanting to travel on public transport. Many services are accessible for passengers travelling with wheelchairs and mobility scooters, but some are not. If you are booking an accessible taxi, you should plan ahead and pre-book your taxi. Make sure you let the booking company know that you require an accessible taxi, as these bookings must be given priority over general bookings. If you are at a taxi rank and a rank marshal is present, accessible taxis can be requested via radio if there isn't one waiting. A vacant, on-duty taxi, usually indicated by the hail light turned on, may be hailed at any time. However, the driver must not disregard the road rules to pull over to accept the fare. The transport standards require response times for accessible taxis bookings to be the same as for other taxis. The department publishes information it receives from taxi companies about waiting times on its website at www.tmr.qld.gov.au. Queensland Rail does not require advance notice of your plans if you intend on travelling on the city network. If you are planning to travel on Queensland Rail's long-distance travel train services, contact their customer care centre on 1800 Trains or 1800 872 467 to discuss travel requirements. If you are using G-Link trams on the Gold Coast, you do not need to provide advance notice of your journey. If you're planning to travel by other modes of public transport, such as buses and ferries, and you have specific travel needs or particular questions, play it safe and raise them with the transport operator before travelling. If you give the operator time to plan ahead, they will be better prepared to assist you and ensure you have a safe and comfortable journey. Travelling on public transport. The transport standards. The transport standards are a set of standards that public transport services in all states and territories of Australia must meet. The transport standards give timeframes for transport operators to ensure their services meet various accessibility measures. They also describe minimum requirements for making public transport more accessible by adding features like low floors, grab rails, wider doorways. These features make public transport safer and easier for everyone to use, regardless of their age or ability. For people with a disability, people with prams, the elderly, and anyone who has difficulty walking, accessibility features are essential. Without these features, some passengers would not be able to get on board. Meeting the transport standards. The transport standards apply to public transport such as buses, trains, trams, ferries and taxis, but do not apply to water taxis and limousines. Additionally, the transport standards exclude dedicated school buses and small aircraft, less than 30 passenger seats, from the physical access requirements. This means that dedicated school buses, limousines, water taxis and small aircraft are not required to be physically accessible to users of wheelchairs or mobility scooters. An increasing number of public transport services in Queensland are accessible. all public transport vehicles brought into use after 2002 must meet the transport standards. Public transport vehicles that were brought into use before the transport standards were introduced in 2002 must meet accessibility targets over a period of time. There are a series of targets that operators must meet for improved accessibility of their transport services, requiring all public transport services to be fully accessible by the end of 2032. Any operator who is unable to meet the specifications set out in the transport standards may still comply with the transport standards by providing equivalent access without discrimination as far as is possible. Equivalent access means that an alternative way of access to a public transport service can be provided, with equivalents of amenity, availability, comfort, convenience, dignity, price, and safety. Characteristics of a public transport-friendly wheelchair or mobility scooter. The transport standards are the minimum accessibility standards that public transport must be designed to accommodate. They are based on assumptions about the size and design of wheelchairs and mobility scooters. If you use or are planning to purchase a wheelchair or mobility scooter to travel on public transport, you should consider the specifications set out below to enhance your safety and accessibility. If your wheelchair or mobility scooter meets these specifications, you will be able to travel on all accessible public transport in Queensland. If it does not, it may not be suitable for use on public transport, and you may not be able to travel as intended. Transport standards, dimensions. Size: fits in an allocated space of 1300mm by 800mm. Total width: less than 750mm due to the minimum width of an access path between the front wheel arches of a bus. Total height: less than 1500mm when you are seated, or less than 1400mm if the accessible taxi was introduced into service prior to 1 January 2013. Height limit only applies when travelling in accessible taxis. Author's note: from 1 January 2013, the maximum height for a wheelchair or mobility scooter travelling on board an accessible taxi was increased from 1400mm to 1500mm. End author's note. Transport standards, weight. Boarding devices such as ramps and hoists can support a total weight of 300 kilograms. This total includes the wheelchair or mobility scooter, its occupant, and carried goods, including your groceries, medical oxygen cylinder, and so on. Be mindful that if someone provides assistance with boarding by pushing your manual wheelchair up a boarding ramp, their weight is also included. Transport standards, manoeuvrability. Cross a horizontal gap up to 40 millimetres wide. Mount a vertical rise, bump, up to 12 millimetres high. Cross grating gaps up to 13 millimetres wide and 150 millimetres long. Climb a 1 in 14 grade ramp unassisted. Climb a 1 in 8 grade ramp unassisted if the ramp is less than 1,520 millimetres long. Climb a 1 in 4 grade ramp with assistance. Transport standards, turning. To be certain that you will be able to access public transport with your wheelchair or mobility scooter, it needs to be able to turn 180 degrees within an area of 2,070 millimetres by 1,540 millimetres. Adding fixtures. If you want to continue to travel on board public transport with your wheelchair or mobility scooter, keep the transport standards in mind when attaching fixtures. For example, if you attach a flag or canopy to your wheelchair or mobility scooter, how do these changes affect its overall height or weight? If a canopy causes your wheelchair or mobility scooter to exceed the specified height under the transport standards, you could be refused access to that service. Belongings. Be aware that carrying heavy belongings will add extra weight to your wheelchair or mobility scooter. This may cause problems when boarding public transport if it causes you to exceed the specifications of the transport standards. The maximum weight that boarding devices can support is 300 kilograms. Medical oxygen cylinder. A medical oxygen gas or air cylinder is permitted on public transport if it is medically prescribed for you, weighs no more than 5 kilograms when full, and is restrained to your device or in a travel pack. You also need to ensure that transporting this equipment will not endanger yourself or other passengers. For example, ensuring that cylinders, valves, and regulators, where fitted, are protected from damage that could cause inadvertent release of the contents. Distribution of weight. Consider how unevenly distributed weight could affect the balance of your wheelchair or mobility scooter, particularly when you are turning or travelling on board public transport, which may unexpectedly brake or accelerate. Restraints for a wheelchair or mobility scooter on public transport. Restraints and anchoring points are compulsory in taxis, and your wheelchair or mobility scooter must have appropriate anchorage points. The minimum standard for wheelchair restraint assemblies in accessible taxis in Queensland is a 4-point restraint system. Author's note, the specifications are set out in Australian Standard 10542:2009, Wheelchair Tie-Down and Occupant Restraint Systems. End author's note. To be confident that your wheelchair or mobility scooter will be able to be securely anchored in a taxi, it should be fitted with 4 tie-down points, 2 at the front and 2 at the rear. Author's note, the mobility device should meet Australian Standard 3696:2009, Wheeled Mobility Devices for Use as Seats in Motor Vehicles. End author's note. It is a good idea to consider buying a wheelchair or mobility scooter with this anchorage system in case you wish to travel with it by taxi. Restraints and anchoring points are not compulsory in buses, trains, trams and ferries, so you may not be able to tie down your wheelchair or mobility scooter while on board these vehicles. Seatbelts. If it is compulsory for all passengers to wear a seatbelt, then it is compulsory for a person travelling on board in a wheelchair or mobility scooter to wear one that is fitted to the vehicle. Travelling on different modes of public transport. Assistance from the driver or operator. By law, transport operators must give passengers reasonable assistance to safely board or leave a vehicle. Author's note, Queensland Government 2005 Transport Operations, Passenger Transport, Regulation 2005, Section 132. End author's note. However, how much assistance they have to give is not stated. Operators and drivers must decide how much assistance they consider is reasonable to give you. Here are some examples of the assistance that transport drivers and operators may provide. Extending an accessible ramp. Lowering a bus to kneeling position for ease of boarding. Waiting until a passenger has positioned their wheelchair or mobility scooter in an allocated space on a bus before driving away. Securing anchorage straps in accessible taxis. The transport operator is responsible for ensuring the safety of all passengers. They have the right to refuse access if they believe a wheelchair or mobility scooter does not meet the specifications in the transport standards. Travelling with a carer. You may need to travel with a carer if you need assistance when travelling. For example, you may need assistance to move from your mobility scooter into a fixed seat when travelling in a taxi. Board public transport by having your wheelchair pushed up the boarding ramp. A transport operator may not be able to provide the kind of assistance you require for health and safety reasons. Transport providers must also consider the safety of all passengers and their drivers. Direction of travel. Transport operators may determine the orientation of passengers in public transport vehicles. For example, wheelchairs must be secured facing forwards in taxis, and on some buses the allocated space is configured so that users of wheelchairs and mobility scooters can travel most safely facing backwards. You can approach the transport operator if you have a preference for facing in a certain direction to see whether they are able to accommodate your preference. Buses. To board and disembark from a bus, the bus driver can assist you by placing a ramp at the front door of the bus to meet the ground. Low-floor buses can also kneel to the height of the curb to make boarding the bus safer and easier. When on board, you will normally need to be able to make a 90-degree turn to travel between the wheel arches of the bus. You should position your wheelchair or mobility scooter within the accessible space and apply the brakes. Make sure your wheelchair or mobility scooter does not intrude into the aisle or impede access for other passengers. Be aware that the forces of acceleration, turning and braking can be strong, so it is important that your wheelchair or mobility scooter is stable and has effective braking that you can use while the conveyance is in motion. Mobility scooter users are encouraged to relocate to a fixed seat, if you can, as this may provide a more stable journey during transit. Students with a disability who require assistance to travel to school should discuss their needs with the school principal. Trains. If you plan to use Queensland Rail City Network services in Brisbane, it is recommended that you find out which stations meet your access needs by referring to the Station Access Guide, available from Queensland Rail at www.qunslandrail.com.au. To help you board and disembark from a City Network train, staff will place a ramp between the platform and the carriage in front of the assisted boarding area. Let the guard know if you require assistance and tell them your destination. Remember that a ramp can accept a maximum of 300 kilograms, including you, your wheelchair or mobility scooter, and any carried goods. Be mindful that if someone provides assistance with boarding by pushing your wheelchair up the boarding ramp, their weight is also included. For information about access on the Queensland Rail Travel Network long distance, visit www.qunslandrail.com.au. Trams. All platforms on the G-Link are fully accessible. There are two clearly marked boarding points on each platform, marked with the universal blue and white wheelchair symbol that align with the allocated space inside the tram for mobility devices. If you need assistance, you should wait at the front boarding point, which is marked Boarding Assistance, and signal the driver. If you need to talk to someone before boarding, please press the information button on the help phone at the station. This will link you to the Operations Control Centre. Before entering the tram, you will notice two buttons on the glass door, a blue button and a yellow button. When using your wheelchair or mobility scooter, please press the blue button. This will ensure the door remains open longer until the driver closes the door to move to the next station. Using the yellow button will mean that the door closes automatically after a shorter period of time. If you need assistance to board the tram, the driver will place a ramp between the platform and the tram at the assisted boarding point. Once inside the tram in the allocated space, you can alert the driver to your stopping point by pressing the yellow stop button located within the allocated space area prior to arriving at your desired stop. Ferries. You should contact the operator if you plan to travel on a ferry in your wheelchair or mobility scooter. They will confirm whether an accessible service is available and will provide you with information about access. Keep in mind that daily changes in tide heights can affect the steepness of the boarding ramp when you board a ferry. Make sure the battery in a motorized wheelchair or mobility scooter is fully charged so you can get up the ramp. Taxis. Accessible taxis provide an important service for people who use wheelchairs and mobility scooters. Most accessible taxis in Queensland are licensed to carry two mobility devices, such as wheelchairs and mobility scooters. However, some may only carry a single wheelchair or mobility scooter. Dual accessible taxis are able to carry one wheelchair or mobility scooter with 8 passengers, or two wheelchairs or mobility scooters with 5 passengers. The Australian Standard on the Safe Carriage of Wheelchairs suggests it is less safe to be seated in a wheelchair or mobility scooter than in a vehicle seat while travelling on board a motor vehicle. Author's note, Standards Australia 2009. Wheeled Mobility Devices for Use as Seats in Motor Vehicles. AS/NZS 3696:19:2009. Standards Australia, Sydney. End author's note. When travelling in an accessible taxi, mobility scooter users must relocate to a fixed seat. It is unsafe to travel on board while seated on a mobility scooter because of their specific structural characteristics. For example, they often have adjustable or swivelling seats and a steering column. Due to design differences, wheelchair users may travel in a taxi while seated on a wheelchair, as long as the passenger is restrained and the device is appropriately secured. All taxi users, including people travelling in a wheelchair, must wear a seatbelt. The department's accessible taxi policy states that, at a minimum, a lap sash belt must be fitted for each seating position. If you wish to travel in a wheelchair, you must be secured facing forward with your wheelchair anchored. If you relocate to a fixed seat, it is safe for your wheelchair or mobility scooter to be carried in an accessible taxi. However, it must have 4 anchorage points for securement and must not be too large to fit in the allocated space. Taxi fares / fees. All taxis in Queensland are required by law to have a fare sticker displaying all relevant charges. If you are travelling in a wheelchair, you cannot be charged an additional surcharge for requesting an accessible taxi. The taxi meter can be turned on for a booking when the taxi has arrived at the pickup address and you have been notified of the taxi's arrival. For a hail or taxi rank hiring, when you enter the vehicle. For a booking for a specific time, at that time or the time when you enter the taxi, whichever is earlier. It is reasonable for the meter to be turned on once the vehicle is ready for wheelchair anchorage. For example, seats have been folded up and the anchorage straps secured. However, the driver of the taxi must turn off the meter before asking for or receiving payment or a voucher, or before exiting the vehicle to help unload luggage. The driver must not drive the vehicle to the hirer's destination in a way that involves excessive charging. For example, travelling via an indirect route to the destination. Complaints. If you have a complaint about the taxi service you have received, you should contact the relevant taxi company or operator in the first instance. If you are unable to resolve the issue, you can refer the matter to the department's taxi hotline on 1800 183 673 or your local Transport and Main Roads Passenger Transport Office. Long-distance coaches. It is recommended that you contact the operator, who will confirm whether an accessible long-distance coach service is available and will provide you with information about access. There are a number of actions you should undertake before booking a long-distance coach journey, such as duration of the journey and frequency of rest stops. Whether you will need assistance to transfer from your wheelchair or mobility scooter to a fixed seat. Whether you need to travel with a carer. Aircraft. The transport standards apply to aircraft, except small aircraft, less than 30 seats. Different airlines have different policies, so you should contact individual airlines for more information about service accessibility. Summary Checklist. The following is a summary of the important considerations identified in this booklet for individuals who use or who are planning to purchase a wheelchair or mobility scooter to maximise safety and accessibility. Would you benefit from an assessment by a health professional before buying a wheelchair or mobility scooter to provide advice on your individual needs? Do you intend to use a motorised wheelchair on footpaths or nature strips? If yes, it must be registered. Unless you do not usually live in Queensland, just visiting. Is your motorised wheelchair or mobility scooter eligible for registration? To be registered, your motorised wheelchair must have an electric motor, be designed and built for a person with mobility difficulties, have a tare weight of 150 kilograms or less, not be capable of travelling more than 10 kilometres per hour on level ground. To register your motorised wheelchair, you must have the required completed forms, a certificate, statement or letter from a doctor, registered occupational therapist or a registered physiotherapist, evidence of the wheelchair's origin, for example, old registration papers or the purchase receipt, evidence of the wheelchair's Queensland garage address, evidence of personal identification. Have you considered whether the wheelchair or mobility scooter will fit on public transport? Your accessibility will be improved if it fits in an allocated space of 1300 millimetres by 800 millimetres. It is less than 750 millimetres wide. The height when you are seated is less than 1500 millimetres, or less than 1400 millimetres if the accessible taxi was introduced into service prior to 1 January 2013. Height limit only applies when travelling in accessible taxis. The total weight of you and the mobility device is less than 300 kilograms. It is fitted with 4 tie-down points. It meets the manoeuvrability requirements of the transport standards. More information. www.tmr.qld.gov.au or phone 132380. Interpreter Service 131450. 24-hour National Relay Service Numbers TTY/voice calls 133677. Speak and listen 1300 555 727. SMS Relay 0423 677 767. Need help making phone calls? Contact the National Relay Service. Phone 1800 555 660. TTY 1800 555 630. Fax 1800 555 690. Calls to these numbers are free from landlines. SMS 0416 001 350. Email helpdesk@relayservice.com.au. This has been a Queensland Narrating Service recording of Wheelchairs and Mobility Scooters made on behalf of Translink. Your narrator was Clem Fechner in September 2015. We hope you've enjoyed this recording. Our on-demand service is for individuals who require their own information in audio format. QNS produces the audio versions of a wide variety of any printed information, such as books, reports, instruction manuals, brochures, newsletters, legal documents, etc. Should you wish to have any printed information produced in audio for your personal use, please contact us on phone 07-3324-0004. You may also be interested in our range of audiobook titles that may be requested at your local library. A catalogue can be found on our website address www.qns.net.au. We welcome any comments or feedback you may wish to provide on the quality of this recording. Please contact QNS on phone 07-3324-0004 or email qns@qns.net.au to provide your comments. Thank you.